This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. So several Chinese athletes have actually found themselves in the spotlight following their success at the recent Olympics. But now some businesses are attempting to cash in on their performance by illegally using their names. Danya, tell us more.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we're not really surprised by the Olympics generating stars. You know, we've seen Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt. But now with the Tokyo Olympics, we've seen sort of the same thing happen with athletes from China. But, you know, companies in China, they're actually using the names of these Olympians to sell their products without getting permission from the Olympians themselves. So, you know, for example, 14-year-old diver Chuen Hongchan, she was China's youngest Olympian and she became a gold medalist in the women's 10-meter platform diving event. But almost immediately after her win, businesses started registering trademarks with her name. And this included stuff for office supplies, clothing, food, beer, and, you know, other beverages. And the Beijing Youth Daily reported that more than 70 trademarks related to her name were also being applied for. So things like Hongchan, Sister Hongchan, and Hongchan Queen. We also saw this happen with 21-year-old Yang Chen. She became sort of an instant sensation when she won the maiden gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle. And, you know, sort of similarly, we've seen her name being registered by a number of companies for alcohol, clothing, and exercise equipment. And so far, Chinese authorities have rejected about 109 trademark applications from businesses that are using the names of these Olympians without their permission.
Sorry, can I just clarify again that a 14-year-old diver was being used to sell beer?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the whole thing is quite egregious, but the idea of, you know, a 14-year-old being made the face or the name of alcohol is really quite horrible. And I think that this is something that we've seen often when people are suddenly thrust into the limelight. It's really quite worrying, especially when, as we just talked about, it involves athletes who are still underage. And I've heard that Chuen Hongchan has also faced issues when she returned to her home village.
Yeah, so actually after her win, when, you know, people started to sort of gather at her home, causing traffic, going against COVID prevention and control regulations. And there were all sort of reports of live streams of people, you know, trying to climb up fruit trees planted at her house, taking jackfruits as souvenirs. So as a result, the village is now closed to outsiders, including her relatives. So I guess in some sense, there is some protection from local authorities there. With the trademark issue, however, China's Olympic Committee have said that, you know, they are going to protect their athletes from these unlawful registrations. And they've actually called on businesses to remain rational and to respect their athletes' legal rights. But warning that, you know, that if they don't, that these athletes and their guardians of underage athletes will, you know, pursue legal action, pursue liability against the relevant parties. And these registrations would be made invalid. However, there's no real news or update on how many of these businesses are facing any legal action.
So this isn't something that only happens with athletes, I feel. Like a lot of times you see celebrities having their images on random Instagram pages or ads. And I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure that person didn't endorse that tea.
I think it also happens sort of like catchphrases. I feel like people have just taken them and put them on just like T-shirts, you know, you can sell them like on the street kind of thing.
Are you more attracted to a product because someone famous, a celebrity or an Olympian, is used to advertise them?
Tell us. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.